Case number two, 23-295.
Morning, Gay.
Good morning. Morning, ma'am. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure. Lieutenant Catherine Relye, R-E-L-Y-E-A, and I'm with the New Milford Police Department.
Thank you, Lieutenant. And Lieutenant, it appears the same issue that we had on case number one is in effect. There is a felony conviction for a federal crime. Is that correct?
Correct. No effect.
Okay. Sir, did you hear what I said to the last appellant?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, same thing applies, whether it's federal or state. We are not empowered with granting your appeal. So your options are the same as the prior gentleman's. You can withdraw your appeal, knowing that we would have to, by law, deny your appeal here today. You could withdraw. I don't know what the procedure is at the federal level for. I don't know if you can get a pardon or, I don't know. But I guess what it comes down to is we can't grant your appeal. So it's up to you if you want to proceed with your case or withdraw your case.
Even though this was a violent crime?
It doesn't matter. Felony is, the only thing that matters is that it is a felony. I realize it's.
See, I don't remember the judge or, because I had a public defender.
Yeah.
And just from listening to them, they said, like, within 10 years, you can, it should be gone. Like I said, you know, huh. I've been living in this state since 80.
Yeah.
Never been arrested.
Yeah, no, I read your file. Yeah, it's, yeah. You may want to speak to a federal attorney about that.
I've said that tonight, right?
Well, it's not denied right now. It's your option.
I'm not going to pursue this anymore. It's
okay.
It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of my time. Guys, thank you very much for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Case is noted withdrawn at 10:20.